This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Women working full-time in Colorado earn about 81 cents for every dollar earned by men. That's according to a recent statewide analysis. Equal Pay Day is the date that marks how far into the current year women must work to match what men earned the previous year. This year, that date is March 26th. Louise Merland is with the Women's Foundation of Colorado.
Women in our state are facing a variety of challenges, from healthcare to the expense of childcare to unequal wages, no matter how hard they're working or how much they've advanced their education.
Merland also says the pay gap is even greater for women of color. The number of people living in downtown Colorado Springs nearly doubled in 2025. CPR's Dan Boyce says this follows a surge of apartment construction in the area.
About 2,500 downtown residents in 2024 jumped to nearly 4,900 last year. Multiple new apartment complexes have opened in the last couple of years, enough to contribute to even a slight drop in rents. Colorado Springs Downtown Partnership CEO Chelsea Gondek says that's helped the area feel more like a neighborhood, and it's helped soften the blow of an office space exodus in the years since the pandemic.
We still had people downtown, even if people were maybe working from home. They were working from home in downtown.
Another 1,500 apartments are still under construction in the downtown corridor. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
One day of chilly temps are forecast for the Front Range tomorrow with highs in the 50s. This is CPR News.